If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Kwao, thanks for joining us. Hello to our friends listening from Coveridia on KTU Radio. The Ghana Grid Company is expected to receive about 100 megawatts of electricity to boost supply. According to a statement from West Coast Gas Ghana Limited, the redirection of gas supply to certain power plants will optimize and offer the country with more generation. In a statement, half of the gas being supplied to Tigo by VRA is expected to be redirected to SunPower to run a full combined cycle, whilst VRA will redirect gas supply from Pone Thermal Power Plant to Sonnen & Sorgli for its Phase 1 to run in full combined cycle. The proposed redirection and its anticipated output is expected to increase power generation, ease the load on the grid, and reduce the current power outages. We'll bring you more subsequently. Meantime, the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry says its members who have switched to the use of generators are incurring losses due to the increasing prices of fuel. According to the chamber, the lack of a load shedding timetable means production must be switched to generators immediately the power goes off. This, the chamber says, would have been mitigated if it had a timetable to plan production when there is no power. Speaking to Joy Business, President Clement Osei Amaku said running a generator for production in the current economic condition is not realistic.
The generators for this year that started going up because of the power outages. Now, in addition to that, because you're not able to produce in full capacity, it's a cost on its own. Because you go there, you'll not be able to produce and you have to pay your workers. So that is a cost on its own. Recently, like I told you, there's an increment in fuel. That also means that when you're going to buy fuel to produce a commodity that you use X to produce, now you're going to use Y, which is greater than X. And that alone is not helping us. And we believe that it's a country, you must be serious and be progressive. And as a situation where we have come from COVID and the wars all over and that we are struggling, I believe that the government must be able to sit up and restore this electricity problem. The power outages that we're experiencing, we cannot allow it to happen.
That was President of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Clement Osei Amaku. Now, some poultry farmer groups are calling for rigorous implementation of the Planting for Food and Jobs program to support the poultry industry. According to them, an increased production of crops such as soya and maize will support the poultry sector by serving as a substitute for feed. The call comes at a time when the sector has been grappling with the high cost of imported feed due to the depreciation of the city. Dr. Victoria Nogbe is the national president of the Women in Poultry Value Chain, and she has been speaking to Joy Business.
We need to go into mass production of the inputs of maize and soya, which are the key ingredients that we need. It has started anyway through the Planting for Food and Jobs, but we still need to intensify it to be able to meet the demands of the sector. And whilst that is done, again, I'm repeating that at the end of production, the processing and the marketing and the packaging becomes a problem because we are not competitive, we are not able to produce and present to the community as the imported ones.
Dr. Victoria Nogbe is the national president of the Women in Poultry Value Chain. Now, the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Bioresources at the University of Saskatchewan, Canada, Professor Mary Burry, is calling for enhanced agribusiness practices to boost the agri value chain. According to her, building capacity of agri entrepreneurs as well as the mechanization and automation of agri processes will positively change the outlook of the sector. She spoke to Joy Business at a workshop organized by the Technical Education Development for Modernized Agriculture in Ghana and the University of Saskatchewan to encourage female agribusiness initiatives.
Ghana has enormous potential and is really ready to take up.
Apologies for the poor quality of sound there. Now, Chief Executive Officer of the Association of Ghana Industries, said Chuma Kwabwa, has underscored the need for manufacturers to pay critical attention to packaging if they want to compete under the African Continental Free Trade Area. Now, according to Mr. Kwabwa, Ghanaian companies must be deliberate in enhancing their packaging if they want to remain relevant and profitable. He spoke to Joy Business at the 2024 ProPack Innovation Summit held in Accra.
For you to take advantage of it, you must position yourself very well. In the marketplace, when the consumer is going to buy something, normally he doesn't even look at where it's coming from. He's looking at the product he's holding. What is the packaging like? What is the content like? Does it serve my need? That particular moment when the consumer is making a decision, it depends on what is presented. So if Ghanaian companies want to take advantage of the African market, they have no choice than to have improved packaging so that when your goods enter into the South Africa, the Kenya, the Nigeria, everywhere, your product will be patronized by the consumers. And therefore, packaging is key for the ASCFTA arrangements.
You heard Chief Executive of the Association of Ghana Industries, Setchuma Kwaba, speaking to Joy Business at the ongoing 2024 ProPack Innovation Summit in Accra. You are listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, Deputy Managing Director at Fidelity Bank, Atejan, is calling on financial sector stakeholders to promote financial inclusion by creating innovative products that go beyond payment platforms to encourage savings. Jan says that this approach can help reduce income inequality. He spoke to Joy Business on the sidelines of the Money Summit in Accra.
I think we have leveraged technology to make payments. So we have a lot of payment platforms, but that is spending. I think we should begin to develop savings products on this platform. Have we thought of, for instance, ensuring that for every payment you make, an automatic percentage of the amount goes into a savings account for you? These are initiatives that we should begin to use technology to drive, and not just a platform for making payments, whether those payments are for utility or for any other. You know, until mobile money came to the scene, financial inclusion in our part of the country, of the world, was below 40% of the population. Today, it's above 70%.
Atejan, Deputy Managing Director of Fidelity Bank. Now, as part of its corporate social responsibility, the insurance industry led by the National Insurance Commission has donated over 2,200 units of blood to the National Blood Service of Ghana. The gesture is part of the industry's annual CSR campaign, which focuses on mobilizing blood units to support hospitals. Michael Kofi Andor, the Acting Commissioner of Insurance, noted that insurance players are committed to the well-being of their patrons.
As the slogan goes, if you do it for someone, you are doing it for yourself. You never know when it will be your turn. You never know when it will be your loved one. And so as a nation, it is our responsibility to ensure that our blood banks are well stocked. Blood is one thing that we cannot import. We cannot buy from anywhere. We have to donate them. That is the only source we get them. And so we will put in all the effort and the resources that are needed to increase. It's really beyond my expectation. Every insurance company, every broking company, everybody who could donate actually went ahead and donated. So the response has been overwhelming.
While cesarean section packs were also donated to the Greater Accra Regional Hospital. Now, Ghana lost about 2,055 of its workforce in 2022 to breast cancer. In an attempt to ensure early detection of the disease, Kasona Global Imaging Limited has partnered Medical Scientific to provide affordable mammograms for the Ghanaian populace. According to the chief executive of the company, John Chigbu, the partnership will help address the challenge by assisting medical facilities to access quality and affordable health care that would stand the test of time.
The medical landscape has remained that we have foreign companies, expensive companies, come in here and then they sell equipment to us, Ghanaians. 2-3 months down the road, those equipments break down. If you go around Ghana, you're going to find that there are so many equipment sitting in hospitals. None of them is working. What happens, in fact, is it costs a lot more money to maintain this equipment. And what we're trying to do is to change that. There is no reason why you spend money buying an equipment, but that equipment is not working anymore. That's a drain, both on your capital and, of course, it's a pressure on the patients that cannot get the services.